Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right, I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
Very perfect. Well, previously on Muslim Lady, we've been talking about an independent woman that is not impressed by money. And then we talked about what else could impress her, if not money. Then we came to this conclusion that it's not only money that talks. Love has got a role to play as well. And in today's episode, we're going to discuss some other important things that could impress an independent woman.
So before we go ahead with further points, what a woman needs, decoding the password to her heart.
Yeah.
I would again focus on the love again. So a man's love basically for a wife is like a gardener watering his flowers. If the gardener provides less water than what's needed, the flowers will wither and dry out. So similarly, a man withholds affection, whether due to pride or any other reason, he love and intimacy in the relationship will gradually fade. So regardless of the stress and pressure a man faces outside the home, he should never bring those problems into the household and allow them to affect his behavior towards his wife. And the more love and attention he gives to her, more harmonious home it will be. So when he returns home tired and exhausted, he should also be welcomed in a peaceful and comforting environment. It goes for both of them. So yeah, now going for another points, what she needs basically is his participation in the household affairs. So it's not just love, it's not confined to love that a woman should get impressed apart from financial security and then she'll get into marriage with a man. There are other things as well. For example, the basic thing, I would say, like I heard many even celebrities saying that when they were asked, why, what is this? She said the primary thing one gets married is to have children. Mm-hmm. Okay, then are the secondary and tertiary things, they come along. So yes, to have children.
Yeah, so we could add to love the urge for being a mother.
Yes.
To have children.
Yes.
Could inspire this independent woman to get a step towards getting married.
Yeah. Now, the very important point is like, okay, these are the points that would impress a woman.
An independent woman that's got everything.
Yeah. Apart from the, you know, just she does not mean money. She does not need money. What else she needs? And now, for example, a woman is impressed and now you're into this family unit. You have started a family unit. I would say the efforts do not stop. The biggest stereotype that exists in our mind is that, okay, we made efforts. Now she's mine. It's done. Mm-hmm. Efforts begin.
You only have to take actions in order to capture her heart. Yeah. Once it's in your hand,
then you
it's done.
It's a daily task.
Yeah.
It's a daily task. So like now, like for example, if you said you need to show that love and affection, for example, she gets impressed, then it's like it keeps on continuing. It's not just now, today. Mm-hmm. It has to, you just... You got engaged, you got married, and it's done. No, you have to keep on showing this love. For example, it's said that a man's love for his wife is like a gardener watering his flowers.
Mm-hmm. The love story you have started to inspire that independent woman in order to get married with you does not end once you get into the union of family.
Yeah.
You have to continue.
And then the expectations in the union of family are even more. It's not just... And now even in the family union, she needs some financial security mm-hmm. or something like that. No, she needs way more things beyond that.
Exactly. So let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see what are the things beyond that that she's looking for once she has entered that family union. Independent woman, welcome back to your program. Well, this is Muslim Lady and we're talking about you, all the independent ladies out there. So, you are inspired to get married now. All that love and kindness and mutual respect that you were seeking for, you got it in one person and then you got into the union of family.
Right.
So, is it over there?
Not at all. So, we said that love, respect and all those things should continue. Mm-hmm. Even after that, it's not just your respect before getting married and then your respect is...
So now, that independent woman is married. What does she want?
She wants all those things back mm-hmm. again. It should not stop, number one. It's very necessary to remember that.
Yeah.
Efforts do not stop at getting married. Efforts continue on a daily basis. Efforts continue as long as you're together.
Yeah.
So another thing, because she's independent, she would definitely require... participation in household affairs.
Surely, yeah.
So some people think that since women spend more time at home and they should bear entire burden of household chores alone. However, like even Islam places the responsibility of household tasks on both men as well as women. Working at home, it has great rewards. For example, It knows no gender. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he also helped Lady Fatima salam alayha by doing a lot of like assisting her in household chores. So the numerous
So it's not the matter of gender.
It's only not.
Women who have to do the household chores, or it's a minor thing that they are doing. It's not a matter of gender, and it's not the matter of trivial stuff that they are doing at home. And by the way, I do believe that what women are doing at home is way much more difficult and time-consuming than what men are doing out there.
Yeah, so the numerous rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises for even an hour of spending serving the family in itself signifies that how important this matter is. So participation in the household task, it not only transforms your psychological pressures into psychological mm-hmm. security, it also enhances empathy between the two partners.
If the matter of getting used to each other happens in between a man and his wife, the two of them, the couples, is it a bad thing or a good thing?
When you're used to each other, you don't realize the importance. But once you are, like for example, one of you is traveling or something, then you realize the used to thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really...
Reminds you of the importance
and the assistance
yeah.
you have had from the mm-hmm. partner, like who is missing right now or is on travel or something, you know?
Exactly. And the good part of getting used to each other?
Is that you get to know each other, you grow yeah. together.
That's the point I wanted to say, because you know, nowadays, if you listen to the story of couples, then you would repeatedly hear this word that it's as if we have got used to each other.
Yeah.
It's as if we no longer have that sparkle that once we used to see in each other. But I think it's not a bad thing to get used
to
each other.
It's not. You need
to change
your methods.
It means that there is a matter of maturity in between
you. You need to change the methods. For example, the same thing. If you tell your partner that you go on a trip for 10 days or something like that, and so that refreshes... mm-hmm. both the minds.
Yeah.
It refreshes both the minds because it's not just one partner who's going to feel the missing part of like getting used to. It's both of them.
So it also could serve for the question that you were discussing and elaborating on. The methods that you have to go through in order to make your relationship to stay fresh, the same as was the at the first day. Like, you have to give each other free space to have that freedom of action for yourself. Like, if you want to go to travel with your friends, it's okay.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
There was this lady, she said, we are married for 12 years and we still go out for dinners and lunch or things like that. And it's like this, he comes from another place, I grow from another place, and we get dressed and prepared the way we used to get before in our engagement time. Mm-hmm. Imagine doing that after 12 years. It's really hard. Like, people stop it at the very first year of their marriage. So try these simple tricks to keep that vibrant, you know, to keep that love refreshing forever. You know, Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, stated, only a martyr or a man who Allah wishes good for this world and the hereafter will serve his family. Mm-hmm. So know that you are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are fulfilling her needs apart from financial security as well. So apart from all these things, a woman definitely needs men in consulting.
Yeah.
You know? Men should avoid that authoritarian behavior.
Yeah.
You know, in life, because, and consult your wife.
That's superior perspective. I guess no woman in this world would love that attitude.
Because managing affairs through mutual discussions is way better than you're just doing something all alone and you don't want to get her involved. And then this is how fights even erupt, conflicts erupt. Then she sees something after so many months, you have been on some topic or you have been on some, you know, it's very important, it's very necessary to engage her in some consultations, discussions, because maybe she'll give you better advice. When you say she's my better half, then she will give you better advices as well.
Yeah.
So take your advice. Even if you don't want to apply them, at least listen to them. She'll feel importance. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they should prioritize their wives over their own, you know, own decisions so that the woman feel valued in managing the household.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it's not that she should not feel like, I have no value in managing my own home, but I have value in managing the outside offices because I'm an independent lady. You have to give her equal that managing importance in the home. It's very important.
Yeah. In a nutshell, if I want to just wrap it all up and tell you a summary of what we've been talking about these independent ladies, is that if you want to marry them, money is not going to impress them because they already have achieved that for themselves. They have independence, they have money, they financially are not in need of you. But then what they are in need of is love and kindness and mutual respect. And once you get her heart, and once you become an important part of her heart, that doesn't mean that you have got it all and you ended there. No. In order to have a fresh life, a very, how would I put it, just a fruitful union together, you have to actually be trying throughout the journey of your union together. Yeah. And I think the gist of this, how you're going to achieve to this point, how you're going to achieve this fruit of your life, is that you stay as her friend beside her all the time. And it's a mutual thing. It's not one-sided.
And this friendshipness gets one more thing. That is defensive. A woman always expects you to be her defense, you know, to stand in her defense. Yeah, be on her side.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, even Quran tells you to cover each other's flaws, your clothes of each other. So not only just flaws, but when someone is raising a finger on her, be her
defense.
Know, be her
an
defense.
Armor.
Be an armor.
Do not create a stance against each other. You have to be beside each other and solve everything through discussion, through kind words and logic. So I guess this was all. I hope you all would get enough of love that you deserve and you actually crave for. So this was all. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.